aspect of the meeting as we wait for the others to come in. Excuse me, just a second. So I see that it is 9 o'clock. So AGP, I think we're ready to commence recording. I'm not sure.
AGP video, and we are live and broadcasting.
Excellent. Thank you very much. All right.
So recording in progress.
Very good. So I call this special meeting of the Cambria Services District, Community Services District, to order. And we shall commence with the Pledge of Allegiance. So Osana, if you'd please show the flag, and you'd all be so good as to join me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Osana. All right, I see that we do have a quorum of our five directors, all five directors present, attendees, that's panelists. We're still waiting. I think I will let the folks in the audience who may not, or if they're just for the sake of the recording, announce who's here. So presently, the panelists are the five directors, Vice President Dean, Director Gray, Director Farmer, Director Steidel, and myself, Don Howell. And staff present are GM Weigold, Pam Duffield, Melissa Bland, and Osana Tartarian, the board secretary. We also have additional panelists today joining us. These are the folks who will be participating with us in our adjourned session tomorrow as we work on the strategic plan. And presently, those folks are Dave Pearson and Gordon Heinrichs. That's all I see at the moment. We'll be expecting others as we go forward. Presently, there are 11 attendees in the audience, and as we get further down, I will announce them as well. All right. So we definitely have a quorum. What we're going to do, this is a little bit of an odd meeting, so the order of business is a little strange. I'm going to call for public comment on the agenda items as we start, but I will also, prior to, it's a little confusing. So what we're going to do, because part of the issue is that this is we will adjourn this meeting to another meeting, and we do have to allow opportunities for comment on what is to be our meeting tomorrow as well. So what I'd like to do first is call for public comment. I'll call for each item separately, and then I'll, as I call for the public comment, I'll also give you a little guidance as to what kind of comment we're looking for at this point. And also, our good members of the public, and I see more of you coming in here, we will do similarly to what we do at a board meeting, is when you are recognized to speak, we will bring you in as a panelist, which gives you the option of being seen. So if you don't want to be seen, you should turn your camera off. But I actually like seeing your faces, so I hope that you'll consider, and I think it assists in our communication too, so please consider having your camera on when you talk to us. Excuse me. So first, we'll have public comment on item 3A, which is the discussion of the strategic plan status report and update. Excuse me. So for this, this is just on this item, so not the public comment, not the item B, which I'm sure you're all here to talk about. My goodness. Excuse me. So we are now, the floor is open for public comment on item A, which is the discussion and consideration of our strategic plan status report and update. All right, I do see some folks on the panel here, but first, folks in the public, do you have anything to say about our current strategic plan and update? Yes, I do see two members of the public wish to speak. Good. So, Director Farmer, we'll take the public comment first, if you don't mind, and then come back to you, if that's all right with you.
I would just like some clarification as to what is the difference between public comment on agenda items number two And then 3B, receive community input for strategic plan, since the agenda item is the strategic plan. So I'm just curious as to what the difference is.
Well, it's a very good question. I'm glad you asked it. I was planning to answer it as we move down a little bit. But what I'd like for when we call for public comment on item B, this would be comment regarding not the actual input that folks are, I'm sure, are waiting to speak to, but if anyone wishes to simply talk about the process, that would be an appropriate moment. In other words, it's not the material that we're asking, which is community input for the plan, but if someone wishes to say something about how we're conducting this, a critique of the process or praise for the process, the time to do it would be the public comment before the item. Does that clarify it, Director Farmer? Or is it still confusing?
I guess we'll let the members of the public determine whether it's confusing or not. So.
Okay. And I'm not going to hold everybody, to the rules. As long as we can get through it in a reasonable, I think our meetings are allowed to be 3 hours without extension. So if we can get the business done in 3 hours and give everybody the opportunity to fully express themselves, regardless of when they do it, then I'm open to that. Okay, moving then to the public. First, Jim Townsend, followed by Scott Anderson. So, Osana, would you please proceed with that?
Hi, good morning. Hopefully I'm unmuted here.
Yes,
my name is Jim Townsend, and President Howell, members of the board, I appreciate the opportunity to provide a brief comment, hopefully in the right part of the agenda, on an item that was included in the packet under the 6-month strategic objectives for the strategic plan there. And I'd specifically like to address the first 3-year goal, which was to increase and improve communication with the public. I note there are 2 items that were included under that. The first one was the adoption of a social media policy, which appears to me anyway to actually limit communication with the public. It basically has constraints on what board members and staff members can say on social media, which is fine, but it really doesn't belong under the increasing communication with the public. And the second item was to develop a public outreach program, including a proactive communications plan and administrative procedure, which I think is a great idea. What I would suggest, however, is that rather than continue to bounce around with policies and procedures and processes, that the board and staff of the CCSD would endeavor to actually communicate with the public, which is kind of a novel idea. A couple of examples of communications that this member of the public would really like to see. Am I on the 3-minute plan here, Director?
Yes, you are. But I haven't actually started the timer. So
Good. Sorry, I wasn't sure. It's not long. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
The first suggestion on how you could communicate with the public would be to provide a regular update on the WRF permitting status, an explanation of why it's taken so many years to complete a permit application to the county, a CDP permit application to the county. That's actually something that many of us that have been paying for this thing for years and years and are really interested in it would like to know. There may be a really good reason why it's taken so long. But those of us out here in the trenches of Cambria have no idea what that might be. The second would be the impacts on our community from the multiple lawsuits that we seem to be engaged in, which incur significant legal fees that are paid for by the ratepayers. Given that this is costing the ratepayers a lot of money, something like $500,000 last year, I think it's perfectly reasonable to expect the board and the staff to communicate with the public on why those costs are being incurred. The third item would be the reasoning behind the continuing issuance of intent to serve letters to property owners with no demonstrable additional water supplies. There must be a reason. I don't think the staff, I don't think the board, I don't think the legal counsel, I don't think that they are unsophisticated, you know, bumblers. that's like a compliment. But we have no idea. We have no idea why. We just see half the time CCSD telling us there's no water for anything, and then half the time them handing out new intent to serve letters. It would be really great to understand why. that is. And then to finish up here, I'd like to direct your attention to page 26 of the packet, which is on identify underfunded, under-resourced, and understaffed projects there. On line 47 of that page is the WRF CIP. There are a number of costs for permitting and planning, all of which are listed as 10-year costs, which begs the question as to, is it going to take another 10 years to permit the WRF? There's nothing listed under fiscal year costs. There's all these numbers listed under planning and permitting, short-term modifications, so forth and so on. It's just really a good example of a lot of numbers and a lot of lines of information that really provide no information to the public. We have no idea if we're in for another 10 years of permitting and planning, as this sheet would tend to indicate. We have no idea how much of those costs were paid in 2022. We've been collecting, CCSC has been collecting dedicated funding for the WRF for years now without it actually operating. We have no idea why these costs would remain unfunded and where that money goes. So to finalize, providing actual useful information in a format that's understandable to the public would go a long way towards improving communication with the public. Thank you very much. Looks like you hit it just about perfect.
That was good timing, Mr. Townsend.
So, thank you, Director Howe.
I take it that you were able to hear my little bell when
I did.
You hear that. I'm just curious to know if this system is going to work.
Yep.
Excellent. Thank
it
you,
sounded
Mr.
Sounded like the bicycle bells that they're handing out on the ranch.
Oh, cool. Okay. Okay, now this will be Scott Anderson then, followed by Tina Dickerson. So go ahead, Osana. Welcome, Scott. Oh, you're still muted.
That's embarrassing after all these years of...
Oh, don't be embarrassed. We all do it.
Well, first, I wanted to thank you folks for convening this meeting. I think it's a well thought out and appropriately timed. You're going to notice a lot of my comments have much in common with what Mr. Townsend just said. And I'll just start right off by saying what I really want from PTSD ongoingly and into the immediate future is clarity and accountability. I want to stand behind the CCSD when it makes decisions about our water future. I think for that to happen, it has to up its organization, its communication game. I'm sorry. It's unnecessarily difficult to understand the data behind the decisions that are being made. And the organization seems to show little sign of improving. I feel justified in hitting this point hard because it's one of CCSD's four strategic goals. The lack of clarity is a cause for concern for two reasons. First, if CCSD can't convincingly explain things to us, it raises the question of the organization's understanding of the issue. Second, reams of fuzzy bureaucratic language raises the specter of purposeful obfuscation. And nobody wants to believe that's going on. I think really what a lot of the people I speak with in town just want they just want their questions to be answered. I'd like to see immediate steps to accept and quickly respond to ratepayer questions and data about the decisions that are being made. CCSD's website would be the place to do this immediately. I have a couple points I think I'm going to make about the kinds of questions I think should be and can be immediately responded to. Just as an example, a bullet point explanation of the top three reasons for the 7-year delay in obtaining an operating permit for the WRF. Two, an up-to-date detailed summary of costs to date of all expenses related to the WRF since inception. Third, a simple cost estimate for operating the WRF for 6 months based on its current design. This gives us out in the community an opportunity to understand, you know, the reasoning behind all this and how you are going to prevent us from suffering in the next drought. The last thing I ask is not least by any measure, but it's absolutely critical that the feedback you get today is noted and published immediately to demonstrate to the community that this input has been heard. So close the loop with us, please. So after everything's said and done, put it together and let us see it, please. Again, thank you for the opportunity to give the input. Have a great meeting.
Thank you very much, Mr. Anderson. We'll take all this definitely into consideration. And good timing also, by the way. Okay, now, Ms. Dickinson, since you came in a little bit late, I want to just clarify again the comment. The commentary we're taking now is only on item A, which is the current strategic plan status report and update. In terms of the future, and this is not the time for the actual input that we're asking for. This is just strictly on item A, and then when we get to B, we'll be dealing more with the strategic plan itself. So, please go ahead then, Ms. Dickinson.
Ms. Dickinson, you have to accept me allowing you to become a panelist, so you could be moved to the panelist section.
Oh, what happened to her?
Yeah, she's here. Okay.
Okay. Oh, I see.
Please unmute.
Welcome, Ms. Dickinson.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Thank you so much for attending.
I just want to say, President Howell, I have been on since 9 o'clock or a minute before, and I'm well aware of what you already said, just because I raised my hand several minutes ago. I'm sorry you had to make that explanation again. I would like to say that I absolutely am in total agreement with both the previous comments of Jim Townsend and Scott Anderson. So I'm not going to repeat. However, there are a couple of things that, again, but I will repeat this one, that the lack of improved communication with the public is astounding. It really, in the last year under the foreign president's presidency, it was really quite shocking how the public was treated. I will say that while I've not been attending these meetings because I find them, the board meetings, to be stressful and aggravating and incredibly frustrating, we just have to get to a point where you, the board, can make some decisions on your own. I mean, that's why we elected you, was that we felt that you could do something for this town that we needed desperately. So far, I have not seen it. And when I see the kinds of things like on page 8, prioritize long-term infrastructure requirements for future resourcing to be determined. CCSD Director Karen Dean working with the R&I committee. I mean, this should be something that all of you are working on. This is a group effort led by the leaders of this town. Infrastructure, we've just seen what can happen and did indeed happen as and a true emergency. This is what you need to be looking at. I mean, folks in town are saying, scratching their heads, why can't they see it for what it is? Why do they have these pie in the sky dreams when we have realities facing us right here? We know, and now we look at fires up in Big Sur again. Please look at things realistically instead of so idealistically, because we have major issues that need to be dealt with. Another thing I would like to just say is I want to see way more transparency from closed session. Closed session needs to be reported out after closed session has taken place, not till the next meeting. As Mr. Hirsch is very much aware, the Brown Act does indicate that closed session report has to come out immediately after. Yet we have to wait till the next board meeting in this town with this CCSD. So I'm going to say I have been incredibly disappointed with this board, incredibly disappointed, and with management. You've just got to do a better job of relating to the public, because if not, I think we're pretty doomed. It's a very sad situation. So please, please do your best. I want to applaud Mr. D'Enzo for the work he did do on the emergency with staff. I think he did a good job. I hope Mr. D'Enzo, I was taken to pieces by Mr. Weigold about an estimate that I just wanted to get for piping. I hope you'll look at that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Dickerson. I've noted your comments, and we'll see what we can do to that. We all know that there's definitely room for improvement. No matter how good we're doing, we can certainly do better. There's no question about that. Okay, do we have any additional commentary from the public at this point? I don't see any hands from the attendees. Rosanna, do we have anything? We have one? Oh, no, okay. It's no written comment at this time. Moving right along then to the board. So, fellow board members, and I think because the rest of the panel's here as well, I think we can also take, I'll take commentary from anybody attending right now as a panelist, board member, or otherwise. Since you're going to the trouble to be here, I think I should give you a chance to talk as well. So any commentary from the panelists? Okay. Seeing none, I think we do have an action item here. Let's see. We're going to need to accept the update. Do we have any? Oh, yes, Director Farmer.
I just want to thank the three attendees that just spoke, and for their obviously they had a little forethought before they came here, and their I believe what it is that they addressed should be taken to heart by all of us. And like I say, I appreciate them taking the time to attend and speak. And that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. And I share your feelings quite. And I do see a member of the public with a hand up. So Ms. Crocker, is this, if this is commentary regarding item A, we could take it at this time, but if it's really more giving us input as to developing and critiquing our strategic plan going forward, that would be item B. So is this having anything to do with item A, which is our current strategic plan? If so, I'll go ahead and take your comment at this time. So Osana, if you would be so kind as to let Ms. Crocker in.
There she goes. Okay.
Welcome, Ms.
And mute. Go ahead.
You're still muted. There. Yes, thank you. Yeah, you're unmuted now. So please proceed.
I'm so sorry. I had trouble getting on, and I will pass. Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you are attending us today. So thank you for joining us. Okay. So back to the board here. I think we need to take some action on this. Is there any board discussion? Director Gray, it looked like you were about to raise your hand.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, President Howell. It wasn't a discussion, but it's a question about how this strategic plan status report and update relates to the one that we just discussed and accepted last Thursday. Is this a duplicate, or is there something, has something's been added to it or been changed?
I believe let us ask GM Weigold on this. Impression is it's the same. But GM Weigold, is that the case? Is this the same one that we adopted last week?
Yeah. Yes, President Howell, you're exactly correct. So what I did is update the grid based on your input from Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so this is a clean update that we have to use going into the planning session and workshop tomorrow. So this is, but this is still our last chance to review it. Typically before going into the workshop, we would review the work done over the last 6 months before starting the workshop. We're just doing this ahead of time so we have more time during the workshop.
I see.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Do we need to? Well, it's if anyone wishes to discuss it further. At the very least, we should. I presume everyone's examined it and that it is exactly what we approved last week. But does anyone wish to add anything to that or modify? Or this would be the, as they say, I my understanding is that what we want is a clean plan going into the workshop. So if there are any questions or ambiguities that might need to be resolved. Okay, I'm not seeing anybody. I'll give you just a minute to think. And how about the rest of the panel? I invite you to speak if you wish. Okay, so I think then we probably need a motion to accept this as printed in the packet, and that will be the input for our session tomorrow. Do I have a motion to that effect? Just to accept it. Okay, well, let's see who got there first. I think Vice President Dean got in first. Yes, go ahead.
I think Director Gray raised his hand first, but
Director Gray, do you wish to move?
Yeah, I move that we adopt the strategic plan status update and status report and update as presented in this agenda.
I second that.
Excellent. It's been moved and seconded that we accept the strategic plan update as presented in this agenda. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, let's have a roll call. So, Osana, would you please call the roll?
Yes. Director Gray, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Gray. Aye. Vice President Dean?
Aye.
Thank you, Vice President Dean. Aye. Director Farmer?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Aye. And Director Steidel?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Steidel. Aye. And President Howell?
Aye.
Thank you, President Howell. Aye. 5 ayes unanimously to accept as written. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Osana. So we're ready to proceed to item 3B. What we've actually done here is slipped through the that item 2 in the agenda, which was the public comment, as we're slid into item 3. I think we may as well go with that. So we'll take public comment now. Item B, we wish to do item B. So now, remember, this is the public comment part. This is before you guys actually get to talk about how you'd like our strategic plan. This has to do with the process. So first I see a panelist. Yeah, John, go ahead.
President Howell, I was just going to request a chance to introduce the item and talk a little bit about the process for both the board and the public.
Thank you. That's an excellent idea. Let's do that. So please proceed.
Thank you, President Howell. Agenda item 3B is receive community input for the strategic plan. Staff recommends the board of directors solicit public input in 3 key areas: district strengths, district weaknesses, and district goals, as well as any other issues related to the update of the CCSD strategic plan. So the purpose of this item is to solicit public input. The public input's directly aids the participants of the workshop, which are again made up of the 5 board members, 6 districts management staff, the 3 vice chairmen of the standing committees, and a representative from the PROS commission. And we also, of course, have our legal counsel, Mr. Hirsch, to oversee the event from a legal perspective. We already have a strategic plan that we're working with. We've updated that and executed some of the objectives over the last 6 months. Some of those objectives will be complete. Some will be continued. Some may be deleted. But this is a chance for the team to update the plan for the next 6 months. This is an iterative process. The goals are 3 to 5 year goals with underlying objectives, which are the to-dos that help us get to reach our goals. So those objectives are short-term, I'd call them more tactical items to attack to get to our goals. The purpose of today, this particular agenda item, is to hear from the public on bigger picture, long-term issues that help the workshop participants execute and update the plan. That plan is generally limited to 3 to 5 goals with 2 to 3 objectives under each. And the reason why those are limited is we have a limited staff, we have limited resources, and to do anything more broad really waters down the process and doesn't really let us focus as heavily on the key prioritized items. So as the workshop participants tomorrow will start out, they'll be considering district strengths, district weaknesses, and then ultimately the district goals. So those are the key items we'd really like to hear from the public to help us further develop and refine our plan. Again, which is a plan that's constantly iterated moving forward in a 3 to 5 year window looking out. So the way we worded this for public input is, yes, you can talk about anything relates to the strategic plan, but those three items of, again, district strengths, district weaknesses, and district goals are really what we're looking for, because that's what's going to help the participants focus tomorrow for the day-long workshop. And tomorrow, I also want to remind the participants, the board, and the public that we will not be taking public comment tomorrow because the length of the program and the workshop takes every minute that we have. So that's why we start at 8:15 and go right till 3:30 for the day. Pending your questions, President Howell and board, that concludes my introduction.
Thank you, GM Weigold. Do we have any questions from the board or the panelists, any other panelists, just to clarify the situation at this point? We're not ready for, okay, I'm not seeing anything from you all. Okay, so let me first of all call for public comment on the item. Now, folks, what I'm asking you for here is commentary about not what GM Weigold was talking about. That we'll move into when we actually get into the item itself. This has to do with process. If you want to talk about the process of what we're how we're doing it, not what we're doing, but how we're doing it, this would be your opportunity to speak. Let me see, give you just a minute there. Okay, I don't see anyone to speak on that. GM Weigold, I see your hand up. You'll hold on just a second. Osana, do we have any written comment that's related to process, not the strategic plan itself? Oh, okay. Yes, GM Weigold, please go ahead.
Oh, just one correction, President Howell. This is for the actual workshop and strategic goals. This item.
Yes. Yes, this is. I just wanted to give folks a chance to comment a little bit about how we're doing what we're doing. So since everyone is out there either satisfied or they simply don't have anything to say on that issue, we'll go ahead and move to the actual material of the meeting of this item, which is to receive input from the community about the strategic plan. And I'd like to focus it as we have here. So I'm not going to restrict you one way or the other, but it would help us if you'd focus your remarks into the three areas. And I'll call for commentary on each area separately, which means you actually have three bites of the apple on this one. So the first thing we would like to hear from you is the district strengths. What are the service district's strengths and accomplishments since our last August 3rd planning workshop? So remember, now this is strengths. So I see here Ted Key. So if you'd be so good, and then followed by Michael Thomas. Okay, very good. Welcome, Mr. Key.
Thank you. Welcome. Thank you. Strengths. Well, I think you have a staff that has done a remarkable job, certainly responding to many of the challenges that we have been facing. I'd like to say I think that certainly Ms. Duffield's work in the financial department has been outstanding, and I have appreciated as a committee, as a standing committee member, the work of Asana to keep us all in line with the information that we've needed to conduct our business. Those are definitely, definitely, I think, some strong points about our district. And if we're talking about strengths, that's what I think.
Excellent. Thank you, Mr. Key. Okay, so this will be then Michael Thomas, followed by Crosby and or Laura Swartz. Welcome, Mr. Thomas.
President Howell, am I audible?
Yes, you are. Thank you so much for coming.
Sorry for the delay. A lot of buttons to click. Several strengths. First, CCSD staff. Competence, dedication, and willingness of the CCSD staff to do whatever it takes to provide Cambria the best services they are able within the constraints of the limited resources available. On the CCSD board, something I unfortunately rarely hear, but it's clear to me that all members of the CCSD board generously commit their time and consistently demonstrate sincere efforts to do what they believe is in the best interest of Cambria. The WRF is rarely mentioned as a strength, but it is in that the WRF provides potential drought mitigation. And fourth, we have a very engaged, although small segment of the public that truly engages, their heart and soul in this process. Thank you.
Thank you, Thomas. Okay, this will be followed Crosby and or Laura Swartz. Here we are. Welcome, Swartzes.
Okay, this is the lower part of it.
Okay.
Okay. Anyhow, good morning, President Howe, the board, and the staff. Okay, thank you for letting me be here. Strengths, first of all, Don, I want to thank you for letting us speak when the public is supposed to be speaking. We appreciate that. The other thing is, I like the format that you've used usually is to let us know who else is here from the public at the meeting. That is a very helpful thing for me. I wanted to thank the staff for getting our water pipe fixed. I'm used to having water and I appreciate it. Thank you again. The other thing I like is I'm a business person and I appreciate the forward thinking with the strategic plan. To keep just reacting to things doesn't work very well in the long term. So forward thinking is a good thing. It's just we need to know what we're thinking about. So, and the thing is, I would like to finish my comment instead of changing in and out on the computer because it's not that long.
Okay, please go ahead.
Okay. The thing is, the ad hoc committee we have of Tom Gray and Harry for going forward for preserving our forests, this has been going on to hire a forest manager. This has been going on for years, which is a good idea. It really is, because we want to preserve our forest and our understory. And the idea that they came up with is to share this person with other agencies so that possibly we can share the costs, because Cambria is not that large. So that's a good idea. But saying this now, the most important part of this whole thing is hiring someone. It's the who. Who are we going to hire? And what is their philosophy to save our beautiful forests that for the future? What is their philosophy and who are we going to hire? So what I'm saying is right now, as we speak, and for the last number of weeks, they've been working out there on the Cobell Ranch. Okay. And who's working out there is an agency or committee, and then different people in there that they're thinking of hire with their philosophy. So what I'm asking is that Tom Gray and Harry Farmer, who are on the ad hoc committee, or anyone else on the board that's interested, to go out there and let's have a visual interview. You can see what's actually going on out there. So we want to see if that's what you agree with and that's what you would like. So that's my idea for moving forward on our forests. Let's hire a good manager. Let's be really careful who it is. Let's look at the potential candidates out there right now who are doing things. Excuse me for, I'm not a public speaker, but I do care. Thank you again for letting me speak.
Well, you're most welcome, and thank you so much for coming. I think I'll take this moment. Thank you for reminding me. I did want to mention who's actually in the audience because the attendees can't see who else is here with us in the room. So I'll just take a moment here. We have Michael Calderwood, Brian Glusevich, Dennis Dudzik, Donna Crocker, Jill Wathers, Jim Townsend, Mary Humphrey, Michael Thomas, Ted Key, and Tina Dickinson. And as I think everyone can actually see all of our panelists, so I don't know that I need to, but I think I'll mention them anyway, the people here who are not directors. So we have Melissa Bland from the staff. We have Gordon Heinrichs from the policy committee. We have, of course, our counsel, Mr. Hirsch. We've got Mr. D'Enzo, our district engineer / utilities manager. We have Chief Hollingsworth from the fire department, and Carlos Mendoza from Facilities and Resources, and David Pearson from Resources and Infrastructure. So let's see. I don't see any additional. Let me see here. Okay, we do have an additional speaker in the attendees. So before we let Crosby and Laura off, did Crosby want to say something as well, as long as we got you there?
No, thank you, President Howell. I'm good.
Okay, just thought I should check. Thank you. Yes, please bring in Michael Calderwood, Osana.
Takes a while for it to promote to panelists, so I have to click it a few times.
All right.
Okay, there we go. And please unmute yourself, Mr. Calderwood. Thank you.
Welcome.
Venture, good morning, all.
Good morning.
A couple of strengths that I think often go unnoticed. Any successful organization begins with a leadership group or a leadership individual who recognizes the need to properly structure and then staff the different departments. And as I look at this screen, I just see excellence across the board from finance, from the fire department, from Carlos's group, Ray, Melissa, just excellence up and down. Not only are they good at their functional day-to-day job, but they're forward thinking. They employ the techniques, they use data, they speak well, they represent not only the departments, but the communities in an excellent, forward, honest, open fashion. So that's a tremendous strength that hopefully doesn't go underappreciated. The second thing is that the board, and I've made this comment individually to some directors and citizens, this is the first time in the 9 years I've been following this board where every director has been doing what they said they would do when they ran for office, when they stated their positions. They are operating, utilizing their strengths. They are collaborative. And that doesn't mean we always get along and understand and accept what we are saying to each other. But I really think, despite all the noise that we hear, that this specific board is operating as well as it can be. And again, sometimes we are misled in our own minds about what somebody's going to do when they're elected to office. But going back and reading and remembering all of the commitments that this group of representatives made, they are executing against that. There's a maturity here that's wonderful. And there's a communication, you know, as a group and as individuals that I find just incredibly positive. So great job to everybody there. Is everything perfect? Of course not. How boring would that be? But kudos and let's build on those strengths that we have. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Calderwood. We'll try not to get our heads too swelled here, but it is nice to hear positive feedback from time to time. I see Mr. Dudzik is desirous to speak as well. Welcome, Mr. Dudzik.
Please unmute yourself.
All right. There we go. All right. Well, I'll be brief. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak briefly. And I will echo the positive statements of the previous speakers. A tremendous board. You all are doing a great job. You're doing the best you can, and I think performing very well. I did want to add one valuable resource that you have at your disposal are the lot owners who are not yet being served, and we're looking forward to being more significant contributors to the income of the district. So just wanted to remind you all that we're out here willing to spend a lot of money.
Thank you, Mr. Dudzik. Just make sure I didn't want to cut you off. Are you?
That's it.
Thank you so much for your
comment. I'll come back. I'll come back. Please.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, do we have any additional comment at this point? This is the district strengths. I see none. So let us then, Ozana, what about written comment? Do we have anything that's related specifically to the district strengths? Okay. I think what we'll do is, we'll just hold written comment until we finish everything and then do the written comment. Okay, so let's move to the second item, which is the district weaknesses. So this is, what are our current, not current, internal weaknesses and challenges? So again, members of the public, this is your chance. I see Michael Thomas, followed by Ted Key. So Osana, please bring Michael Thomas in. Okay, welcome back, Mr. Thomas. Please.
Thank you, President Howell. Quite clearly, the aging infrastructure I see as our greatest weakness. Decades of what we politely refer to as deferred maintenance, what I less politely think of as short-term thinking and unwillingness and lack of resolve of the boards and the public in decades past to do what was needed. And that kind of leads into the other weakness. I see the difficulty of raising sufficient funds to meet district needs. It's very clear to me that CCSD will need to raise rates substantially in order to recover from these decades of deferred maintenance and continue to meet the needs of Cambria in the future. And really what concerns me most and a significant weakness is the pushback the board consistently gets regarding establishing the rates needed. This is a virtual paradise here in Cambria, and we need to spend what's needed to preserve it. Getting water out of these rocks isn't cheap. All right, that's all.
Thank you, Mr. Thomas. And the last time I heard of anybody getting water out of rocks was about 2,000 years ago. So I think we're probably not going to see that happen anytime soon.
Well, when you look at the reservoirs, those sandstone reservoirs are in fact rock, and that is where the water resides. It is in the permeable zones, and so we literally are getting water out of rock.
Okay. Thank you. Is that complete your commentary? I didn't want to cut you off.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm sorry. That was an opening I simply couldn't resist. So, but no, your point's well taken though. Okay. Let's see. Do we have any additional? I don't see Mr. Key. Here he is. Ted, thank you for coming in.
Morning again. Yes, obviously infrastructure is our Achilles heel right now. And I'm sure that for the next year, at least, you're going to need to be focusing on that. Now, I don't know about revenue sources, but I can say this: in the 6 years that I've lived here, my water bill has doubled. That's a considerable jump, and I think it's a considerable jump for many of the ratepayers here. Some who can afford these increases, and some for whom that's a terrific challenge. So. You know, when you consider revenue streams, I think we're going to have to be looking at, yes, we all know the rates go up, but we really need to look, further than that. Now, you were talking about getting water from stone, and I don't think this is the correct part of the process here for me to speak about moving ahead with a plan to deal with our water. So Director Howell, or President Howell, is this going to be an upcoming issue for plans for the future? Is that another section here? Okay, then I will reserve my comment on that because I have some very exciting news for this board. And I hope that not just this board, I have some very exciting news for this town. And I look forward to explaining that in the next section. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Mr. Key. Well, we look forward to your next presentation. Good news is always welcome, especially now. So is there any additional comment from the attendees here? Okay, I'm not seeing any. And as I said, we'll save the written comment until we get through these three things. So no more on that one. Excellent. Let us then move to the district goals. So I'm going to read a little bit here just to kind of help us in case you guys don't have this in front of you. This is probably the more complicated.
President Howell, Donna Crocker just.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Thank
you. Hand up. So. Okay.
Let's go ahead and bring her in.
Okay. Before we move.
Oh, Ms. Crocker, thank you for coming. You will need to unmute yourself, though.
Hi, I wanted to say for Ted and Rebecca that they missed what all of us went through just before they came, which was using your leftover water to flush the toilets and saving your shower water for flushing the toilets. And a lot of the skills that we relearned during our very depression-like use of water resources. And with that in mind, keeping that whole history the recent history of water shortages, it puts the water fees in a perspective. And I know that all of us in Cambria have learned to value our water much more and are very careful about a dripping faucet or how we use our water or reuse our water as we can, and think of our water as precious. So I just wanted to say that to Ted because Ted, you missed this wonderful time that we had that I hope we'll never have again.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Crocker. Yes, that was a wonderful, interesting time indeed that we all, those of us went through and we don't know what the future will bring, but hopefully we'll be able, well, I can't speak to it. We simply don't know what the future will bring. So thank you very much for your comment. We're moving now to the goals, the district goals. So I'm going to read these two little paragraphs to you all. So the two questions, what are the external factors and trends that might have a positive impact on the district in this coming year? What are the positive things, the trends that are outside of the district or outside of our little area? And then the other issue is what are the factors or trends which would have a negative impact upon the district. And I guess this could be addressed in the context of the district goals. So this is your chance now to give us a little more feedback as to how we might want to readjust our goals or what additional goals we might need to add. And of course, also a chance to speak as you think of what kind of progress we might have made on this so far. So I see here we have Ted Key followed by Dennis Dudzik. So Osana, please bring in Mr. Key.
Hi, good morning again. I hope you can hear me.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, without a doubt. The district has gone through some terrible water times, and my wife and I have been part of the conservation effort on water. I can rest assured on that one. But here's what I want to talk about now, and I've mentioned this to you before, but in particular today, I think it's quite relevant. There is a new disruptive technology that is making its entrance down in Piru, in the little town of Piru in Ventura County. And basically what we're talking about here is a device that will replace the WRF quite easily, providing 96 to 97% water recovery at a financially very viable now. And here's what I think you should be considering. What they're doing down in Piru is that they're going to take all of their wastewater, and they're going to run it through this machine, through our machine. I should be completely transparent here. I am now an angel investor in this particular company and this technology. They're going to be running at 200 gallons per minute. They're going to take the water straight out of their waste treatment plant. They're going to extract all this pure water out of it. They're going to put it back down in their aquifer. What you end up with is a semi-moist sludge, very much similar to what you truck off from our own WWTP right now. There is no ocean outfall at all. There is no need to be connected to the ocean at all. And I think that, you know, when you take a look at what this technology from Global Water Innovation is going to offer you, you're going to be quite amazed. The business of water reclamation hasn't set on its behind, if you will, for the last 10 years. Well, we've been fiddling with this. Well, I'm sorry, I've been very critical of the WRF because I think it's a bad design, and I think it will never make its rates, or and et cetera, et cetera. But that's neither here nor there. The tech, if you're going to be forward-looking, if you're going to consider this, as to providing absolutely sustainable water to Cambria, you need to take a very strong look at this. And let me tell you that the second machine is more than likely now going to be installed in San Luis Obispo. The Wallace Group has contacted us to remove that brine pond that is located across from the airport. And so instead of them spending 18 cents a gallon just to dispose of the water, they're going to end up with an actually a saleable product. So anyway, please don't be afraid to quiz me on these things. By the way, the project down in Piru, the machine, $2.1 million total cost.
Interesting. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Key. So that is interesting, something that we'll probably need to learn more about as we go.
Well, I'm telling you, this is a way for our town to develop ecologically sound, financially viable, and totally sustainable water. And there are a number of towns that are looking at this right now. We've had tremendous interest. And it was originally designed for the agricultural industry. We've got six major agricultural players that are looking at us. Fort Bragg is looking at us. So we have a lot of people looking at us, but I'd like to put this out for Cambria because I'm telling you folks, this is what you need, what we need. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Key. Okay, Dennis Duzik, followed by Michael Thomas.
There we go.
Welcome back, Mr. Duzik.
Thank you so much. Since we're talking overall process here, I think it's important to recognize that the state of California has identified that there is a severe housing supply crisis ongoing right now. to address this crisis, the state of California initiated three pieces of legislation that were passed September 16, 2021, SB 8, SB 9, and SB 10. The legislation sets new state requirements to immediately address impediments to infill development. The water waitlist lots meet the exact California criteria for infill development. Building on them represents the most environmentally responsible way to increase the housing supply in California. To quote from SB 10, the legislature finds and declares that provision of adequate housing in light of the severe shortage of housing at all income levels in the state is a matter of statewide concern. So I wanted to bring that to your attention so that it could be considered as part of your planning process. We all know we've had a water emergency, but California now has a housing emergency as well. Oh, can't hear you, President Howe. President Howe is muted.
Yeah, I was muted. I'm sorry. I didn't mean, I couldn't tell if you were finished.
So thank you, yes.
Okay, thank you for your observation. I think, yeah, we're all kind of, these are all matters of concern. Okay, that will be then Michael Thomas.
Yes, I had to dig a lot deeper on this subject. The one thing I came up with is that, you know, the recognition that global warming is real and that we are likely past the point of no return, we can take that as a positive impact in that there is awareness politically in most stages that this is a real issue. It's clear that this is something that CCSD needs to take into account in whatever ways we can. Of course, the other side of this is that every 4 years we can stick our heads in the sand again, but hopefully I think this recognition of the reality we're in has got a lot longer legs than it has in the past. That's all I have, President Howell.
Okay, thank you. Let me see, do we have additional comment at this time? I don't, oh, I do see Mr. Key. Okay, I did promise a second bite of the apple. So, Mr. Key, please go ahead. Alessandra, would you please bring Mr. Key in?
Good morning again. I would like to thank the last speaker for his comments regarding the issue of climate. It is a part of everyone's responsibility now, including our district, to start to make what changes we can to start to lower our CO2 footprint. My wife and I have put a PV system and a house battery on our home. That's just one part of what we're doing. I'm sure we will buy an electric car coming up soon. But the district can do many things to not only save money, but also to lower their CO2 footprint. And I won't belabor this issue because I'm going to be presenting this week at the policy committee my final version of the climate policy that I would like the board to take a look at. And yes, I know that we all have limited resources to do what we can, but there are things that the district can do and are doing already, in fact, some of them, to lower our CO2 footprint. It's not a matter of being this way or that way. It's a reality. And Mr. Thomas pointed out the cataclysm that we could be facing, and it's for real. If you haven't taken a look, everybody laughed at the movie Just Don't Look Up. Well, I'm telling you, we should be looking at Just Don't Look Down, because I'm telling you, when Thwaites Glacier lets go down in the Antarctic, we're going to see sea rise predicted to up to 10 feet. Now, this is a reality. That glacier is getting weaker by the day. But we all have a responsibility to do something. to slow down the ongoing onslaught of CO2 in our environment. So I am going to beg the board to take a good long look at this climate policy and ask, what else can we do to not only lower our CO2 footprint, but to save money while we do it? Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Key. Do we have any additional commentary? And since I did give Mr. Key a second bite on that apple, anybody else want to take another bite? I'm not seeing anybody yet. Okay, I think then, Osana, let us go to the written comment.
Thank you. There are none.
All right. Well, that was easy. Okay. Well, I think we are ready now to basically at this point, where we need to go is we're almost, whoops, sorry. What needs to happen now is just prior to adjourning this meeting to tomorrow, the date certain being tomorrow, to take up item C and item D, we need to take public comment on those items. But I see our board members have some things. So Director Gray followed by Director Dean.
Yeah, I just had a question on the process of going through this SWOT analysis. Do we want to also have a separate comment section on the external factors that are negative, might have a negative impact? I think we did the positive factors. We didn't do the negative factors.
Okay, that's a good point. I don't have any problem with that. Director Dean, was that your point also?
Yes, we said we were going to separate it in the positive impacts, yeah. Negative impacts, and I don't think we specifically addressed negative impacts yet.
Okay, so the issue now is negative impacts. Is that correct? Well, let's do that then. Okay, folks out there in the world. Good. I see Michael Thomas. Anybody else? So start be thinking about anything you'd want to say about negative external negative impacts, right? Next external factors that will have a negative impact on us. Mr. Thomas. Oh, here he is. Welcome.
Thank you again, President Howell. And the list, no surprise, is longer here. The threats. First, a potentially protracted period of higher inflation. It appears that it's here. It could last longer than folks hope, and that is certain to impact the whatever it costs to do whatever we do. No doubt Ms. Duffield will take that into account. And again, global warming leading to more extreme weather conditions will be creating greater risks of deeper and more protracted droughts. So that is a significant risk that needs to be front and center. To me, a real threat that it's external to the board, but it comes from within. It concerns me greatly, and it's a lack of civility. Some of the most vocal members of the public consistently speak in a manner that is just plain disparaging about the intent of CCSD board members. And what concerns me is that other folks listening in take these comments to heart. This would undermine the public confidence in the board and the board's ability to carry out its functions. Some of these comments are so disparaging. I've heard words like corrupt, intentionally withholding information. And I would just... To me, is a threat of how do we, as a community, carry out a plan when clearly, the board is all well intended. You're, contributing your time and boy, you know, it's kind of like if you're walking down the street, you know, there's a dog that's going to come out and attack. You're just not going to walk down that street. So I would just hope that we would all recognize that everyone on the screen really is trying to do good for Cambria and for the community, and yeah, express dissent, express opinions, but don't challenge the integrity of the board. Thanks.
Well, thank you, Mr. Thomas. Okay, I could say quite a bit about that, but I think I'll hold off. So, Mr. Key, please go ahead and.
Good morning again.
Yes, sir.
I would just like to say that I'm concerned that somehow the board and the standing committees, and let's face it, the standing committees are public people who are just jumping on here trying to also provide input to the board for things that are considerations for this business of moving ahead, looking towards the future, and trying to detangle things wherever they can. So I just would like to really see the board spend a little bit more time nurturing those standing committees. I think that, you know, that part of the perception also with folks is that they don't seem to have much clout with it all. And whether it's true or it isn't, perceptions, as you know, are everything. So I would just like to encourage the board to take more stewardship, if you will, of the standing committees to help to alleviate this business of a perception of non-transparency and so on and so forth. That's one thing I would say at this point that I'm quite concerned about. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keat. Do we have any additional comments from the folks out there in the audience? This is the having to do with the threats and other negativity that might affect us. I don't see anything. So I think that at this point, we're ready to move on. Before we adjourn today, if folks will indulge me, I'd like to very briefly summarize the commentary we've heard. But before we do that, let us move then to what we need to do is to take public comment on the item C at this point, because during the actual tomorrow's meeting, where item C is what is the main item on the agenda, the public won't have they'll have an opportunity to observe, but will not have an opportunity to comment. So we need to take commentary at this point. So this is going to be, let me read item C for you. That is to say, on Tuesday, that's tomorrow, the board of directors will hold an adjourned special meeting to facilitate a workshop for development of the district's strategic plan. So what we can receive commentary at this point from the public, anything that you'd like to say actually about the workshop, about what we're going to do tomorrow, or any additional guidance that you might, or information that you might like to provide to us that you would normally have provided to us at the beginning of that adjourned meeting. So let's folks take just a few minutes to think about that. And then we'll call for public comment on that. Okay, we'll give it a minute. Osana, while we're waiting, giving people some time, is there any additional written commentary on item C or anything else that you have for today?
I have not received anything on C or D. Thank you.
Thank you, Osana. Okay, seeing no comments on the in the public at this point, I think that we will be almost ready to adjourn this meeting. So I'd like to ask the indulgence of our panelists, as I wish to very briefly hit some of the points that I just want to be sure that we have that we've heard everybody correctly. So, and Director Gray, it looked like you were about ready to say something. Did you have a?
I'm fine.
So everybody else, any other, this might be a good point for any additional commentary from the board or any panelists at this point. It would not be out of order to take that, I don't think. All right, not seeing any. Okay, if you'll just bear with me briefly, I'll just very briefly run over, and this is a very high level view, but what I've been hearing is in the area, there's a lot of concern about the WRF. How much does it cost? How much is it going to cost? When is it going to be used? And there is some concern that perhaps we're not being as forthcoming with the information about that as we could be. So that's something that I think folks are asking us to pay attention to. In addition, something that we are all working on, and I hope, and I think we are getting better, but we have to continue, is that there's concern about teamwork, a group effort on the part of the board as a whole, as we work through some of the problems facing us, and a realistic view of the situations that we're presented with, so that we don't become too distracted with our what's going on, say, in our own minds, or in overly in love with a particular idea. In addition, there was a considerable satisfaction with our staff, our excellent staff. I think the folks were extremely it sounded very happy to me. Nobody has any complaints about staff. Not that this would be the appropriate place to bring that up anyway, but I think more to the point is that people took the trouble at this point to consider our staff as one of our great strengths. So, and I, of course, have to, I'll second that myself. Additionally, let's see. And I do have to call out one other thing because I thought it was an interesting point. At one, it was suggested that the WRF could, in fact, be regarded as a strength. So it's both a weakness and a strength. An interesting take on that situation. And it is true, during a very, very severe drought, we may all be happy that we have that facility. No one knows. We don't know what will happen, but that's entirely possible. There was a good we received praise about how quickly, or that is to say the staff received praise about how quickly the San Simeon water main was repaired. We are encouraged to do forward thinking, of which this is an exercise. Some concern about the forest management, the development of the forest management plan, and the search for a forest manager. So issues as to what criteria might be used if that person is selected. An interesting point that was brought up was that the current lot owners current owners of vacant lots can be a valuable resource to the district in terms of the, say, the connection fees or other things that might help us in our financial problems. Some concern about rates, of course. Everyone is concerned about rates, so we need to be cognizant of that, of course. Concern that, and this is actually something that's been, we do have an ad hoc committee actually to deal with the issue of affordable housing, but it was brought to our attention that the state of California does have a housing crisis in California, and of course Cambria does have, or may have, some duty to help alleviate that crisis. And of course, general concern about the climate emergency, which we're all facing, all of us, all 7 billion of us are facing. So this is something that will probably take up more and more attention. There was some concern about lack of civility on the part of the public towards the board. And I do want to make a brief comment on that before we close. And the other comment, which I thought the board needs to bear in mind, is that there is some perception regarding the standing committees that the board may need to, in the words of one attendee, that should spend more time nurturing these committees. There are some questions as to what is the relationship between the board and the committees, and how that should be, what that should look like going forward. So I think I'm going to go back to the public briefly just to be sure that I got all that right. So I do see Mr. Dudzik with his hand up. So Osana, would you please bring Mr. Dudzik in at this point? Followed by Mr. Key.
Thank you, President Howe. It was my failure to add one additional point that was really the key point relative to the state of California's new position and new legislation. The governor and the state specifically are making info development a priority and are directing their respective boards and commissions to follow that policy and support that policy. This is the first time that the Coastal Commission will be on your side in the sense that they are supposed to be encouraging infill development. The governor and the legislature has now said that's what they're supposed to be doing as a priority. Up until now, that has not been the case. So this will make a big difference in terms of your permit application and the process you'll need to be going through going forward to develop any of the projects that you're looking to develop, including expanding the waitlist, eliminating the moratorium and moving forward with the waitlist.
Ah, okay.
There you go.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Dudzik. All right. And then I see Mr. Key.
Good morning again, Director Howell. In your summary, I didn't really note my commentary on the disruptive technology that I had mentioned. A lot of the concerns, about growth and so on and so forth, if we end up with sustainable water, a lot of those will go away. And again, as a person who lives here, sustainable water is very much in my own interests. So I really urge you to, in your future planning, to keep that in mind. I realize that right now, every cent is going to have to go towards infrastructure. We've certainly painted ourselves in a corner there. And I know that those are going to be front burner activities for us for the next year at least. But please, I really want to emphasize that new disruptive technologies are making things way different. Whether you can connect the existing WRF up into this machine is also a possibility. I think it could probably produce some input to the machine, even though it would probably be redundant. So please be open to this new technology. I'm telling you, you'll be sorry if you don't. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Key. And thank you for bringing that up. I'm sorry that I left that out of my list. So we're almost ready to adjourn, but let me, before we do, would anybody on the panel like to make any comments at this point? Yes, Director Dean.
Hi. I just wanted to say how pleased I am to see how many people attended this meeting from the public and how many of them spoke. It's very much appreciated, and the board really does appreciate your input and will take that into consideration. At least I know I will. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Director Dean. Director Farmer.
I want to echo what Vice President Dean just stated. Even though there weren't a vast variety, let's say, of people making comments, the ones that did, like I said earlier, obviously used a lot of forethought in what they presented to us. And I know personally, I really appreciate folks taking the time to attend, even if they didn't speak, just folks showing up and wanting to hear what we and especially other members of the public had to say. It's a bit heartwarming. It's a little bit more than I had anticipated, considering that the last meeting of this type that we had barely went a half hour, and this one was much more productive and I could say much more illuminating and much more thoughtful and much more appreciated by, I think, all of the board members, even if others haven't spoke. Thank you. And staff as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Director Farmer. And I'm sorry, the bell went off there. I didn't mean to give you a three-minute limit on that. Any other commentary from the staff, board, panel, anybody here? Just to make sure. Okay, then I'll make a closing remark and then I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Excuse me, Mr. President. I may have missed it, but did you also ask for public comment on item D? There may not be much, but I think that might have been missed.
Thank you, Mr. Hirsch. Yes, we do need to take public comment on item D. So
I think you did, President Howell. You said C and D.
Yeah, but I didn't really call D specifically. So just to be sure, thank you, Osana. I did call C and D, but just to be sure, and since we do have a little time here, I'll make sure all our T's are crossed and I's dotted. So who knows, someone might have something to say about the next date. So this has to do with setting the next date for the that we're going to discuss and consider tomorrow, setting a date for the next workshop, not the one that's tomorrow, but the one that comes after that, which is usually 6 months. So does anybody want, and from the public, wish to say anything about that? Not seeing anything right now. Okay. I'll also take input from the panel as long as because some of the panelists are actually public as well. So maybe they have something to say. All right. Seeing none, then we don't appear to have any public comment on item D. So just to make a quickie, I just wanted to mention one thing as a reminder. I mean, the people need to be free to say whatever they feel they need to say to the board. And while it is true that sometimes people are upset or maybe our motives are distrusted or otherwise, it's still something that we as board members have to listen to. And we all learn, this is part of, it comes with a position. We all have to have thick skins. We have to be able to, on the one hand, have the courage of our convictions and to stand up for the things that we want to have happen, but we also have to be open to the fact that others will no doubt often disagree with us or have another point of view. So I don't want people in the public to get too upset sometimes that we feel that we're perhaps being mistreated, but we have to understand that it really comes with the territory. That is part of the pleasure of public office. So, but we also like to hear the good things. And so the only thing I would say to the community, oops, time in myself there, is that do be aware though, that directors, though we do have thick skins because it's just something, it's an occupational thing. We can't afford to be too upset. But nevertheless, we are human and we do have feelings. And so I think due consideration of that would go a long way to helping us all as we move forward and get together. And the other thing is, again, as a message to the community, you want to have good people on your board and you want people who are engaged and willing to do the work. So please bear that in mind as you talk to us, that you don't want to make it so unpleasant that nobody wants the job. So so do bear that in mind. You know, you need to have a broad universe of people that are willing to stand up. And so you don't want to make it so unpleasant for them that they won't do it. But we do have thick skins and we do expect criticism. And that's just the way it is. And we all know that. So thank you all, in the public in particular, for being patient with us. And I see everybody has stayed to the end, which I think is also a positive sign. So tomorrow will be our workshop. And we invite the public to attend using the telephone link, I believe. It's also the case that I just checked on this. The workshop itself will be recorded and you can watch it. I haven't watched the whole thing, but you can see it with all the attendees and everything will be out there on C-SPAN. So thank you all for attending. And
Excuse me, Mr. President, we would need a formal motion to adjourn the meeting to 8:30 tomorrow on January 25th.
Thank you, Mr. Hurst. Yes, that was where I was going with that. So I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting to January 25th at, what's our date? 9 o'clock, right?
8:45. 8:45.
8:45, okay.
Actually, I believe it's 8:30.
8:30.
Okay, thank you for all. Thank you for that. Okay,
yeah, we can make it earlier if you want to.
That's quite all right.
Pass it on. Yeah,
I'm having a hard enough time waking up. So, I'm Mr. Weigold.
Yes, President Howell. Everyone should be logged. All the participants in the workshop should be logged in by 8:15, so we can start promptly at 8:30. We have a tight schedule, believe it or not, for a day long event.
Got it. So it'll be a motion to adjourn to January 25th at 8:15. Do I hear a motion to that effect? Ah, yes, Director Dean. Oh, sorry about that. Okay, Director Dean moves to adjourn this meeting to January 25th at, what did we just say?
8:30.
No, the official time, we have to log 8:30. In at 8:30.
8:30, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Right. I second it.
Seconded by Director Gray, moved and seconded to adjourn this meeting to time certain of January 25th, commencing at 8:30. Is there any debate? Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. I think we are then ready for the question. Osana, would you please call the roll?
Sure. Vice President Dean, how do you vote?
Aye.
Thank you, Vice President Dean. Aye. Director Gray?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Gray. Aye. Director Farmer?
Sure, no problem.
Thank you, Director Farmer. Aye. Director Steidel?
Aye.
Thank you, Director Steidel. Aye. And President Howell?
Aye.
Thank you, President Howell. Aye. 5 ayes unanimously to adjourn the meeting and reconvene at an adjourned special board meeting on Tuesday, January 25th at 8:30 a.m.
Thank you, Osana. So this meeting stands adjourned. And thank you, everybody, for your attention. And we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Bye-bye.